get no ticket. Don't wanna cause no wreck. It's hard to concentrate with her pretty little lips on my neck. I say, girl, take it easy. She laughs, says it'll be fine. How am I supposed to keep it between the lines? Yeah, I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. When she's all over me, I'm all out of control. All over the road. Something about these wheels rolling, radio playing gets her going. I'm trying to get her home as fast as I can go. Little left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. Have a little mercy on me, sir. I'm sorry, I know I'm all over the road.
Here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden taking executive action on gun control.
The White House is closing what's known as the gun show loophole. It's tightening up the definition of what it means to be in the business of selling firearms by requiring more people to register for a federal firearms selling license and to run a background check on the buyer. There are more than 80,000 licensed gun dealers in the U.S. The Justice Department estimates there are also over 20,000 unlicensed sellers who do their work online, at gun shows, and by other means. Dario Albinger, ABC News.
Amazon hit with a $500 million patent infringement judgment. A federal jury in Chicago ruled that Amazon Web Services infringed on multiple patents owned by Chicago-based tech company Cove. No word if Amazon will appeal. Canada's emergency preparedness minister warning that this year's wildfire season there could be more explosive than last year's when smoke frequently wafted into the U.S. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection Flight for just $89.99 when you shop OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code QUALITY at checkout. That's 24 rich and juicy Omaha Steaks pure ground burgers. They're guaranteed to deliver an explosive combination of tenderness, juiciness, and unmatched quality. Each 6-ounce burger is guaranteed to satisfy with every bite. That's OmahaSteaks.com, QUALITY at checkout to unlock this exclusive deal. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were lower. May down 3 to 16.67, June down 13 to 17.19, July down 13 to 17.67, August down 1 at 17.98. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, barrels down a quarter to 156, 40-pound blocks steady at 157, 9 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 4 to 293, 2 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1 to 114.5, no trades. Dry weight down a half to 36.25, 7 trades on the day. A 3.5% jump in consumer prices for March had the entire livestock complex trading lower, as it did not sit well with traders, as the livestock complex relies heavily on consumer support. April live cattle down $1.62 to $179.07. April feeder cattle down $2.42 to $238.27. May hogs down $2.22 to $96.55. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and wheat were mostly higher on the day, while the daily wires were quiet, and near-term weather looks to warm up enough to push field work in the drier areas. There was a lot of positioning ahead of the WASDE report, which is due out on Thursday. Soybeans were mostly lower. That positive weather in South America, which is assisting in the Brazilian soybean harvest, pressured prices, along with some continued pressure as well in positioning ahead of that WASDE report. May corn up 3 to 434 and a quarter. New crop up 2 to 470 and a quarter. May beans down 9 and 3 quarters to 1164 and 3 quarters. New crop down 9 to 1169 and a quarter. May wheat in Chicago up 3 quarters to 558 and a half. Minneapolis wheat May down 2 and a quarter to 649. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand: cash corn 382, May 385, June 391, new crop 415. Cash beans 1085, May 1090, June 1093, new crop at 1084. Big River Resources Boyceville: cash corn 409 and a quarter, May 404 and a quarter, June 402 and 3 quarters, new crop 420 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia: cash corn 394, May 398, June 416, new crop 420. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound: cash corn 384, May 387, new crop 415. Cash beans 1089, May 1092, new crop 1094. Allied Cooperative Blair: cash corn 389, new crop 415. Cash beans 1089, new crop 1084. At Red Wing Grains: cash corn 419, May and June 420, new crop 420. Cash beans 1138, May 1142, June 1151, new crop 1114. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound: cash corn 387, new crop 415. Cash beans 1092, new crop 1094. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle 160 to 184, Holstein fed cattle 137 to 174, market cows 92 to 133, bulls 116 to 151, calves 360 to 900, beef steers 181 to 380, Holstein steers 130 to 350. Sheep markets: market lambs 265 and down, light lambs 295 and down, ewes 155 and down, rams 90 and down. Goat markets: does 160 and down, bucks 210 and down. At Zumbrota: feeder lambs 200 to 300, fed lambs 213 to 244, and ewes 75 to 130. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Get ready to take your corn yields to the max with MX Series Corn by Stein. These one-of-a-kind hybrids are derived from the latest, most superior corn genetics from one of the industry's largest corn breeding programs. MX Series Corn by Stein features short-stature plants with medium to high ear placement, enabling excellent performance in high population environments, ease of harvest, and strong standability. Learn more about our time-tested short-stature corn products at steinseed.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers or sprinkles by later this afternoon. Our high 57 with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 40. Tomorrow sunshine. Still a little breezy with a high of 59. By Saturday sunshine with a high of 73. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from Grandpa's original recipe, and this stuff is wicked good. Get some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
And it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates, when suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. Then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
What you wanna do that for?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Carly and Carter and I Fell in Love here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the low to mid 40s. Looks like we're going to see some rain this afternoon. And once the rain moves out, though, we have another big warming trend for the weekend. And we'll have details with our ag weather forecasts coming up next hour. Also next hour, Rod Bain is in from USDA talking about how we can prevent invasive plants and other pests, not only on the farm, but even in the backyard. We'll have that with Rod here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Max Armstrong here. The demand for nitrogen has never been higher. Fortunately, Pivot Bio has transformed the way fertilizer is produced and used by farmers. Unlike synthetic nitrogen fertilizers, the cost of Pivot Bio Proven 40 is every bit as consistent as its performance. And since it's applied in furrow at planting, it's weatherproof.
To learn more, contact Bauer Seeds in service in Durand, Wisconsin. Call 715-577-8541.
Rugged outside, comfort night. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The beef industry is still wary of the OFF Act. We'll explain coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feelings about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The Opportunities for Fairness in Farming Act is regularly coming before Congress. Tanner Bamer, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the bill never seems to go away.
Yeah, that OFF Act is something that just keeps getting introduced like a bad penny. Luckily for us, it is seriously considered for independent floor action in either the House or the Senate. It is usually an amendment to a farm bill. Now, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to see a farm bill during the remainder of this Congress. I think we're going to be well into 2025 before we even consider seeing a farm bill that can get enacted into law. But at the time that that happens, there's going to be floor action. This will be an amendment to the farm bill. And we're going to need to work really closely as all of agriculture to make sure that we're pushing back against these false narratives about commodity checkoff programs so that we can keep these harmful amendments at bay.
He says the OFF Act has a prohibition on the lobbying ties of groups that might be associated with the checkoff.
Yeah, and I mean, that's very transparently aimed at NCBA, since we do have the policy and federation divisions and that big firewall between them to make sure there's no commingling of funds or resources. But we're not the only organization in agriculture that's structured like that. It is very narrow, short-sighted and narrow-minded, right? Because that would also apply to subcontractors as well, right? There are organizations like the American Heart Association to do medical research, as is the prerogative of a research and promotion. Well, now all of a sudden, if we can't partner with these groups because they employ federal lobbyists, that's just short-sighted and unnecessary. There's already bans in place to prohibit checkoff funds from being used to influence public policy. We don't need to add further complications. That's only transparently designed to decrease the efficacy of the checkoff.
No word on whether the OFF Act has any chance in Congress or if it will even come to the floor of the House or the Senate for a vote. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the inn from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And with my Lowe's rewards, your savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers and earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers or sprinkles by later this afternoon. Our high 57 with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 40. Tomorrow sunshine. Still a little breezy with a high of 59. By Saturday, sunshine with a high of 73. This barbecue sauce is made from Grandpa's original recipe, and this stuff is wicked good. Get some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, "Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please." She'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot. His heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. A sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go west, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
Pages of life have never been turned till trouble. troubles and trials, a lesson to learn. Another receiver, a push and a shove. Another believer in the story of love. Bound in confusion, written in pain. When the book of love comes down, it's a natural game. Rejoice, rejoice with all you can. Be a believer in love again. Chapter 1, a careless heart sometimes goes astray. Chapter 2, a broken heart will see another day. And the pages in this book have all been written from above. Be a believer in the story of love. Receiving the power to heal and amend. A light that's gone out still shines from above. For all who believe in the story of love. Chapter 1, a careless heart sometimes goes astray. Chapter 2, a broken heart will see another day. And the pages in this book have all been written from above. In the story of love, be a believer. In the story of love, be a believer. In the story of love.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. The Desert Rose Band and Story of Love here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid 40s this morning, and looks like we're going to have a whole bunch of rain as well, and we'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Well, our friends from Compere Financial will be holding a webinar talking about changing livestock market dynamics and the near-term outlook. They're going to be doing this webinar coming up on April 17th. And the speakers will be Jenna Lansing, the director of Agri-Food Watch Desk with Ampoint Research, along with Dave Jude, the executive advisor with Economics and Trade, again, with Ampoint Research. Now, this is a free event, and they're going to be talking about dairy, swine, and beef industries and the factors impacting those industries. Again, just go to the Compere Financial website for more information. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. There's been a lot of attention paid recently to meat demand. The U.S. cow herd continues to decline, and HPAI is making headlines, all while grilling season gets closer. How are Americans reacting to prices at the meat case? I'll have an update from the Meat Demand Monitor when we return.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Last month, U.S. consumers showed they're willing to shell out more for their favorite cuts of meat at the grocery store and restaurants, with one notable exception,
pork chops. According to the most recent meat demand monitor from Kansas State University professor Glenn Tonser, the pork chop is having a bit of a crisis of confidence when it comes to home cooking. After reviewing the data for the March report, Dr. Tonser said, quote, "While pork chops are well understood by nutritionists and other experts, exactly how U.S. consumers view and approach pork chops remains worthy of further assessment. It's possible," he says, "that home cooks may doubt their ability to prepare pork chops at home in a way that guarantees a satisfying meal." The Meat Demand Monitor is a project jointly funded by the Beef and Pork Checkoffs, with the goal of tracking and revealing U.S. consumer preferences for meat. Each month, researchers conduct a survey of more than 2,000 respondents, which statistically represent the national population. The goal is providing livestock farmers with more data on the demand side of their industries. Producers, Dr. Tonser said, are used to watching cattle on feed reports, cattle inventory reports, and a whole wealth of supply side information. But there's a lot less parallel information on the demand side, and that's what prompted this report in the beginning, back in February of 2020. In the most recent report, restaurant demand for all 8 protein sources tracked in the monitor was stronger than in February, with consumers this month willing to spend nearly 4% more on a restaurant ribeye. Demand at the grocery level held steady. Consumers were not backing away from steak, and they were spending a little bit more on chicken. And that's all in addition to buying fewer pork chops. I'll have more details when we come back.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Yes, that March Meat Demand Monitor showed that U.S. consumers are still willing to spend money on protein, especially when they're out to eat, and 75% of those surveyed said they were still regular consumers of animal products. Report author Dr. Glenn Tonser says the U.S. protein market continues to adapt to changing consumer tastes. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are high interest payments becoming too much to bear? Luckily, there's a way for consumers struggling with over $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans to significantly reduce the amount they owe if they qualify. Qualifying for this debt relief program, which the credit card companies prefer to keep secret, will only require you to pay back a fraction of what you owe with one affordable monthly payment. You don't have to file bankruptcy or need a debt consolidation loan. Consumers can now take advantage of this financial debt relief during the current economic downturn and rising inflation. If you owe $10,000 or even $500,000 in credit card debt or personal loans, call the Debt Relief Advocates Helpline now for this free information and to see if you qualify. Call 800-535-1301. 800-535-1301. Again, that's 800-535-1301.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Together our whole lives through, well, I got
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So Raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show, when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, "Hot Night Joe!" He said, "We love what you're doing, boys, don't get us wrong, there's just something missing in your song. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So Raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band." So we dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his case. You say y'all all want a two-step, you say you want a do-si-do. Well, here's your fiddling song before we go. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So Raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
So good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You say your mama called and you must go. She's down in the bed and needs you so. You don't know if you'll be coming home tonight or not. But honey, ain't your mama sick a lot? Lately, your head hurts every night. Could it be you wear your clothes too tight? Since you don't seem to hear or see a thing I say or do, then I know there's nothing I can do for you. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and pony show. This ain't my first rodeo. You're telling me you lost your wedding band. Somehow you say it slipped right off your hand.
When I ask about those boxes stacked there by the door, you say it's just some old things you don't wear no more. I didn't make it all the way through school, but my mama didn't raise any fool. I may not be the Einstein of our time, but honey, I'm not dumb and I'm not blind. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and pony show. Honey, this ain't my first rodeo. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA announced the approval of bioengineered hemp with boosted levels of medical ingredients and reduced psychoactive ingredients. The review of the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service concluded that the improved hemp is unlikely to cause increased plant pest risk compared to other cultivated plants. The bioengineered hemp, known as Badger G, was developed by scientists at the Wisconsin Crop Innovation Center at UW-Madison. Badger G has an increased concentration of cannabigrol, CBG. That's a cannabinoid that is not widely regulated and shows therapeutic properties. There's a push to kick Lunchables off school menus. Consumer Reports issued a warning Tuesday saying that the school cafeteria version of the popular lunch snack contains too much sodium. Last year, Lunchables developed two new versions of the cheese, meat, and cracker snacks, especially for school lunch programs. Consumer Reports say the turkey and cheddar school lunch versions contain nearly 200 more milligrams of sodium than the store-bought Lunchables. The nonprofit group says it will petition USDA to remove the snacks from school cafeterias. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson says, without a doubt, the farm bill will be out of his committee by Memorial Day. Speaking to AgriPulse, the Pennsylvania Republican said he found a way to fund commodity program changes, adding, it's going to allow us to do what we know needs to be done in terms of safety net issues. Getting a five-year farm bill across the finish line remains the priority for agriculture following last year's one-year extension of the 2018 farm bill. However, lawmakers in the Senate, like Senator Chuck Grassley, are not optimistic. Grassley said to reporters earlier this week, what they need is a five-year extension, but I'm very pessimistic about there being an agreement in the Senate on a bipartisan farm bill this year. While the House may ultimately pass a bill, Grassley added, I don't think you should assume that it's got much to do with what's happening in the United States Senate. The Environmental Protection Agency Wednesday finalized PFAS drinking water limits, a move the agency claims will protect 100 million people from PFAS pollution. Farmers and ranchers do not produce PFAS. However, these chemicals can be found in the water that's provided to their livestock and crops. In certain areas of the country, PFAS levels have risen in milk, beef, and row crops. That, according to American Farm Bureau Federation, EPA is taking steps to protect public health by establishing legally enforceable levels for several PFAS known to occur individually and as mixtures in drinking water. The rule sets limits for five individual substances. EPA estimates that between about 6% and 10% of the 66,000 public drinking water systems subject to the rule may have already taken action to reduce PFAS to meet the new standards. All public water systems have 3 years to complete their initial monitoring for those chemicals. USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service this week announced the availability of more than $12 million to control and prevent chronic wasting disease in wild and farmed deer and elk. CWD is an infectious degenerative disease that causes brain cells to die, ultimately leading to the death of the affected animal. The incubation period can be lengthy, and infected animals may look healthy until the end stages of the disease, making it difficult to distinguish them from healthy animals. Animals infected with CWD can transmit the disease to other animals during the silent incubation period. The disease has spread widely, and the limited number of tools and their efficacy impact the ability to control the disease effectively. Eligible applicants may submit multiple proposals for each funding opportunity, requesting up to the maximum amount for that funding opportunity in each proposal. Now, the funding opportunity announcements are on grants.gov. Applications are due by June 10th. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers or sprinkles by later this afternoon. Our high 57 with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 40. Tomorrow sunshine, still a little breezy with a high of 59. By Saturday, sunshine with a high of 73. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from Grandpa's original recipe, and this stuff is wicked good. Get some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I told you I'd leave a light on in case you ever wanted to come back home. You smiled and said you appreciate the gesture. I took your every word to heart, 'cause I can't stand us being apart. And just to show how much I really miss you, every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Every light in the house is on. If I should ever start forgetting, I'll turn the lights off one by one, so you can see that I agree it's over. But until then, I want you to know, look south, you'll see a glow. That's me waiting at home each night to hold you. Every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Oh, every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired. Every light in the house is on.